Well, let's talk about the world numbers.
Okay.
What does that mean? We just went through LifePath, and that was, again, take your month, your birthday, and the complete year, not the last two digits of the year,
correct.
But the complete year. Add them all together, reduce it to one. That gives you your LifePath number. Now, what's a world number?
Okay. The world number is when you take the full year, like 2007, and reduce it to one digit. So 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 7 is 9. So we have just moved into the 9 year. But what I think is powerful, of course, is to go back a couple years to see what these shifts have been, right? Because each year has certain personality traits, I want to say. There's characteristics attached to a number that I can count on certain things to happen. So here's an example. 2005, 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 5. I would say to you, yes, that's a 7, but 7 also represents water, and it can also be water trouble, because I say there's the shadow side to the number, right?
Right.
Well, if you recall, that was a year that right at the tail end of 2004, on December 26th, that tsunami hit, and well over 200,000 people passed away. Devastating.
Interesting. But,
and then that whole year, 2005, saw more hurricanes than ever. I mean, in our history, Katrina, Rita, Wilma. Do you remember how it was just a nightmare, nonstop flooding?
Right.
And that they ran out of the alphabet and then they had to go to the Greek alphabet?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, and the other thing about seven, remember I said it's a spiritual number? People kept saying they felt it was acts of God. People were quoted when the tsunami hit saying, "We are being punished." See, they went to a spiritual place and thought that's what was happening. And the Pope passed away in that cycle of seven. And do you remember the millions of people who mourned him?
Sure.
Well, that was the seven. So then when we entered 2006, 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 6 is 8, I knew that the 8 world year was going to be about promoting hard lessons. There'd be political upsets because 8 is the politician number. It would also be issues with money and lack of accountability. So that's what I looked for in that year of 8.
Now, we're in the year 9, but also I want to talk to you about that Mayan calendar year of 2012, which is a 5.
Yes.
But what's 9 mean then for us?
Well, here's the deal. When you deal with 9, 9 is the year of communication. Well, we have to talk about what it is we feel. This is not a year where getting physical is going to solve the problem, meaning anybody who chooses to go violent will have a boomerang effect on them. It doesn't work this year. And that's why, of course, George Bush is having a problem, because he's saying, let's send more troops in. Well, what does that promote?
More violence.
More violence. And I'm telling you, it's the wrong way to go. And here's something powerful. You realize his poll is very low now. I mean, like the ratings on him and what people think, they say it's as low as Richard Nixon. I'm sure you've heard that.
Yes.
Well, you want to know why that's fascinating? I was looking at the numbers to see a pattern. George Bush is a 6 life path. Richard Nixon was a 6 life path.
Oh, no.
Yes, well, guess what? This is, again, and people need to be clear on this. When they hear me talk, we tend to look at some of the drama that happens in our world. So we talk about the shadow side of a number. A number isn't all bad or all good. But the number 6 male needs to feel like he's the king. He needs to be the king of the castle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the United States isn't supposed to be run by a king. And Richard Nixon, he thought it was above the law. He's like, let's, you know, get rid of the evidence. Let's move on. And it didn't work out, did it?
Do you take the life path number of the individual and compare that with the year number we're in to tell people what kind of a year that person might have?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Like, example, Hillary Clinton. Last year when I was looking at her numbers, I knew that Hillary Clinton would do well in the cycle of 8 because it was that politician number, and she was born on an 8 day, so it was already a part of her, whereas I knew it would be a struggle for George, because here was the thing. I said if he did not listen to the people, there'd be a strong backlash, and he would pay dearly by year's end. And that's exactly what happened when the House of Representatives and when there was a whole shift.
Okay.
You know?
Well, we'll come back to him and to Hillary as well. So we're in a 9-year.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean overall?
Well, again, I see it as a positive, because I want you to think of this visual. If the last 2 years have been in black and white, the year of 9 is in color. It's time for a brighter and new beginning. As a matter of fact, that is what it represents, clearing our space for new beginnings. Now, some people say to me, well, gosh, Glennis, what does that mean? Does it mean there's going to be, you know, the ultimate blowout in the Middle East? right?
Right.
And I say, I hate to say this, but I'll put it out there. It could be that because we're talking about clearing our space for new beginnings.